been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Enjoy!
Thanks.
The order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Wild one of the ride tonight. RSL walks away with a 2-0 win after 90 minutes of frustration.
Yeah.
What'd you see up there?
Man, two teams that couldn't capitalize on chances that at times were gifted to them. It was sloppy. Sloppy in the midfield for both sides. I look at this Colorado team, and I have a tough time understanding how, with some of the pieces that they have, that they find themselves in the position that they are. But full credit to Connor Casey. He's got this team playing at the best of its ability. Rubio, Kai Kamara, Shinyashiki. I mean, these are really dangerous assets, and we saw that all game long. And they asked some tough questions of RSL. And, you know, tonight, Tim Howard comes up with a couple of big saves. Nick Raimondo's performance. These saves, for me, out of all the shutouts Nick has earned over the course of his career, these type of saves have to be up there because he was fantastic tonight. So, I know the red card, when from the outside looking in, looks like a big moment. It doesn't change structurally how Colorado played, which was even more important with Ted Uncle taketh away and giveth within a short span.
So we saw Plata get a goal. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we've seen his goal celebration. What's it mean for someone like him? I guess Tyrone said after the game that Albert actually gave him the ball for the PK because he wanted him to get that moment.
Yeah.
What does it say to see him back on the score sheet and to, you know, coming off the bench for Sam Johnson and make an impact?
I said a few games ago, I think João Plata has an important role to play in this team heading into the playoffs. And tonight, couple things. Number one, that Freddie turned to him, and he was the first sub. He hasn't been the first sub in a long, long time. Number two, the impact that he immediately had. And the fact that, you know, the cross that leads to the handball, that leads to the penalty, and then Albert giving it to him. I mean, that's a confidence builder. There's no doubt about it. And the celebration. It's been a long time since we've seen that type of enthusiasm for João. It's been a really weird year in his career, and he'll look back at it, and it'll be a testing part of his career. But as I said weeks ago, if we can get the João Plata that we saw historically for RSL, it's going to scare the life out of defenders looking at him coming off the bench.
Two of these keepers playing in there, probably the last time against each other. Kept both of these offenses, which have been pretty high-powered in the last few weeks, to no goals until the 90th minute. I mean, what does it say? What did these two, Tim Howard and Nick Raimondo, mean to MLS, and what is it going to mean when they aren't, you know, something that you know, teams can rely on?
Yeah, it's going to be a sad day, right? I mean, because you have two iconic players, but that have gone about their careers in a much different manner. For Nick Raimondo, in my opinion, he goes down as the greatest goalkeeper in the history of Major League Soccer that has played his entire career in Major League Soccer. He's got statistics that no one will be able to touch because of the longevity and consistency within the course of his career. Tim going to Manchester United, Tim at Everton, Tim with the national team, everybody knows what he's done. But in a lot of ways, these two goalkeepers have absolutely pushed themselves to the brink because of their friendship and the competition between both of them. So while in a way they're completely different, I think on the flip side of that, they're exact equals with the way that I view their impact for U.S. soccer, Major League Soccer, and the collective level of goalkeeping throughout the course of their 20 and 22 years, respectively.
This one puts RSL in second right now. I think it's a 6-point swing down to 8. Like, I think that it's obviously really tight. Mistakes are going to cost you.
Yeah.
Picking up wins when you need to pick up wins is going to benefit you. What does a game like this really mean as far as it goes with what RSL is working on and building here with Freddie?
The reality is it's August 24th and RSL is in second place. I mean, when you think about the course of this season, the tremendous highs and the tremendous lows and all the havoc that's been outside this group of players, it really is incredible to see how on the field alone, this team has found itself on August 24th in second place. So everything's in their hands. Everything is in their hands. So we'll see how they navigate these last couple of weeks.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Guys, first, just want to say, congrats to, Colorado. Great game. It's the Rocky Mountain Cup. Great rivalry. Great performance. I thought Connor prepared them really well. He's done a fantastic job. Connor's a good friend of mine, and just talking to him afterwards, just a great performance from them. They came in and did what they had to do, started the game well. It kind of frustrated us a little bit, but again, congrats to them on their performance. Unfortunate, circumstances. That's how the Rocky Mountain Cup goes. Red cards, goals getting called back, and we scored two at the end. So kudos to us for sticking through with it and coming through with a great performance. I thought we needed that tonight, especially with the stands in during the week games, Seattle winning in Portland. And, with all the result going our way last week, and then gives an opportunity to, I think we're in second now. So I'll take a picture of that and screenshot it and save it and, go for it. But again, great performance by the boys tonight. I thought Joel came in and did a fantastic job. We asked him to come in and do a job, and he came in and ran at the back line. He got the penalty. Kudos to Albert to give him that opportunity to get on the score sheet. That's just showing a good teammate and being unselfish. And, we need a guy like that going down the stretch. And then Saba finished it off, the second goal, which kind of put the nail in the coffin. And we retain a Rocky Mountain Cup, and we move up the standing. So, questions? Well, the funniest thing that you said, we didn't possess the ball as much. I thought we did. We had almost 300 and something passes in the first half, same as we did in the second half. So it's a little deceiving, sometimes when the team, you don't seem to get ball forward as much. I think a lot of our passes were going backwards. Colorado's doing a good job stepping out on us. And I thought, when we had the ball, especially on the right side with Brooks, we didn't take advantage of the space going forward, Justin and those guys. So a lot of the chances that we had to go forward, we didn't. We turned the ball back, trying to keep the possession, and they were doing a good job of closing the space, and we weren't finding those gaps in between. I thought the gaps were a little bit tight, and so that's what caused us playing a little bit more negative in the first half. Second half, we made the adjustments. Obviously, Albert coming in a little bit more, staying higher, as opposed to coming deeper, because if he comes deeper, there's no one else to pass to up top, between himself and Salva and Sam. And, as the game wore on, I thought we made an adjustment by putting Domi up top and bringing some fresh legs with Joel and running at Rosenberry, which made a big difference for us. That was the adjustment. I thought bringing those guys, Albert in essentially more in a higher spot, I thought that made a difference.
Obviously, the goal was to win games. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, we started out, they had some opportunity, and it came out big, on that scramble in the goal mouth. But overall, I thought Justin played well. The back line on the whole played well with Nicky. Nicky did what he had to do, but we won a lot of headers, especially in corner kicks. They're very good at set pieces. I think they're number one in the league in goals scored on set pieces. So I thought we handled it tonight pretty well. But, again, those guys are been trained well. Connor done a fantastic job with them.
Just one substitute in the 67th minute. Can you speak to the decision why you guys made just one sub?
Well, that's funny. We're talking about, possibly bringing on Bofo. But at the time, I thought Salvo was doing well because it would have been straight swap for swap. But I thought Salvo still had some quality, and I'm glad we did keep him in because he scored the second goal. Salvo's been one of those guys that, you just need a little bit of space. and, you know, to create that miracle or create that magic, I should say. And, you know, he's done it in the past, and we know what he's capable of doing. And I think that's what we did. I thought the team was playing well, and especially going down a man, you know, we didn't really need to make any changes. You know, the guys were pushing on the front foot, the understanding situation. We're in the situation, you know, a game ago against, you know, LAFC. And, you know, now that we learned from our mistake, and we just stuck with the guys who were there because they knew what they had to get done, and they did it, and we, you know, came up with the victory.
Tyrone, obviously red cards change games. You guys have been on the other side of that before and whatnot, but how much more kind of did this card kind of change the game because of the danger that Kamara is and how much stoppage time you had coming up on you guys? Did it make that much more of an impact?
Well, it did. I mean, obviously now I think we got a little bit more energy towards the end. I thought we finally realized, hey, there's an opportunity here. We felt that against LAFC, but obviously it was a little bit, you know, we had more time, you know, and we made one mistake and paid for it. But here, you know, I think, again, we learned from our mistake, and knowing that, seeing that we had that much time, we knew what we had to do, get the ball wide and try to get the ball in the box as much as possible with Domi and those guys, you know, and crash in the box and see what happened, you know, and then just being safe in the back. And I thought we did that tonight. You know, we got the ball wide and that goal that was called back, and then, you know, Joao running at defense, you know. So, again, we put guys in situation to be successful, and, you know, Joao came out on top tonight.
You know, Coach, after 90 tiring minutes, your guys really could have hung their heads, but they not only scored one but two goals in the final minutes. What does this say about your team's work ethic?
It shows that we have great character, you know, great resilience. We're at home. We're in the Rocky Mountain Cup. We know the significance of the rivalry. And I think, you know, we could have put our head down for sure and, yeah, go home with a tie and, you know, yeah, we will retain the cup. But, again, you know, knowing what's at stake, you know, knowing that, you know, we're still in the playoff push, tonight having 3 points makes a big difference than having 1 point. Again, it puts us up into second place. And, you know, again, I'm going to take a screenshot of that just to make sure the guys see it so they know. You know, we have something that we're playing for still. We're trying to get a home field advantage. And tonight, you know, again, the boys dig deep, they dug deep, and came up result. And it's been that all year. I think we've been showing a lot of resilience, you know, especially over the last 6, 7, 8 games. You know, going into Kansas City is another good example, and just, you know, coming out with a result on the road. So, you know, I think we've been preparing and we've been working hard for it. And tonight just shows some of the product that we've, you know, gained over the past 6, 7 games.
Yeah, well, I felt like if the game finishes 0-0, I feel like we lost the game. You know, at this point, we needed 3 points more than anything. It wasn't the prettiest performance from us as a team, although I felt like we created more chances, you know, especially second half. We had some good opportunities that just didn't go our way. And then, you know, the last minute goal overruled by VAR. And then finally the breakthrough, you know, the penalty. I mean, sometimes you have to win games like this in this style. And yeah, those 3 points are huge.
You're typically the one that steps up to the spot. Plata earned it, and I'm sure you know how much it meant to him to finally get that goal this season. Did you guys talk, or?
No, I mean, he grabbed the ball, you know, and then he asked me if he can take the penalty. You know, he came in, and in some ways he changed the game. You know, he was a threat going forward, and as you said, he hasn't scored in a while. And I think, like, we need him, you know, to get back to his best. And I believe this goal helped him a lot, you know, in his confidence. So, yeah, I'm just glad we won.
Did you describe those first 45 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, they made it difficult for us, you know. They were well organized. They defended with pretty much everyone. You know, and they, I played on the left, and Rosenberry, the right back, you know, he followed me even if I went across the field, you know. So they had their tactics, they stuck with it, and it worked for, you know, pretty much the whole of a game, you know, it worked. Yeah, they just made it difficult, and it was one of those ugly games that we probably, maybe earlier on in the season, wouldn't win. But yeah, the win was just huge, you know, it puts us probably in second as of right now. And, you know, we know how much it means to get the 3 points at home, because we have some tough road games coming up. So to get those 3 points tonight was very big.
It wasn't so long ago that RSL was fighting to be above the playoff line, and now you're second in the West only to LAFC. Can you talk about, one, what that does for the team's confidence to be in that position, and two, what changed to see the improved performances?
Yeah, I mean, we're in second, but with probably one or two losses, we could be in seventh. That's how tight the table is, especially, you know, in our conference. I haven't seen the other results yet, but, you know, as I say, a couple of bad games in a row and you could be sixth or seventh or maybe even out of playoffs, you know. So we know we're in second, but we know the playoffs aren't clinched yet. We're not definitely in playoffs, and obviously we want to finish as high as we can so we get the home advantage at least in a few games in the playoffs, because we know that's big, and I don't think there's a team who wants to come here for a playoff game and play. So it'll be important for us to keep that going, you know, the momentum of the wins. I know we had the loss here to LAFC, but, you know, they're the best team in the league, hands down. So that's nothing to be ashamed of. And other than that, we've been very solid home and away the last probably six, seven games. So we'll be looking to keep that going in Portland next week. But back to your question, it feels nice to be in second, at least for a little bit.
What changed tactically for you in the second half? It seemed like while you weren't getting goals, there were more opportunities, it was opening up. Could you kind of feel like the momentum was swinging your way a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, they did put a lot of work defensively in, and I don't think there's any team who will defend for 90 minutes and not give up any opportunities. So eventually we knew we were going to create chances. We just didn't seem to put one away, you know, and it came down all the way to the end, to the penalty, to break them through and to score a goal. So I don't think there was a change tactically, the way we played or the system. Maybe we played with a little bit more urgency in the second half when the tempo was a little higher than in the first. But as in tactics, I don't think we changed a lot. I mean, we changed personnel in the field, but it was probably a like for like, or a little, you know, shift in players. I went inside. Joao came on the left, and then Demir went up top. So that's something that we've been playing before, so it was nothing new. So no tactical changes, just more bite, I would say.
Albert, what's the confidence level of this group right now? It seems like things weren't going your way for the majority of the game. You still were able to pick up 3 points, score two goals late.
Yeah, and I think that's what good teams do. I think all over the world, you know, the teams who win something and or who get to the finals, you know, they don't always play the prettiest. They'll have a bad game, but the importance is when you have a bad game that you still get the 3 points, and we managed to do that. So I think for confidence, as in a group, it's huge. You know, we knew we had to get the 3 points. I feel like, as I said, a tie today would be almost as a loss. So yeah, confidence is probably sky high right now, and it was before the game, even though we lost last week to LAFC.
This next weekend you head to Portland. Timbers are a team RSL has struggled against in recent years. How is the team approaching that game?
Well, struggled, yeah. I mean, in my first season we won home anyway. So yeah, they're a good team. It'll be at a stadium with a good crowd, you know. They have pretty much all the home games except one, you know. So they lost to Seattle yesterday. You know, they'll be looking to do what another six teams are trying to do in our conference, and that's to keep winning your home games, you know, and to move up the table. So the win today does put us, you know, a little ahead of them, but we know the next week game is huge, you know, because you don't win that, you lose that, and results go against you, and we could be back to fifth, sixth position. So we'll have a full week to prepare for that and look to, you know, keep going with these kind of results.
Yeah, I mean, Plata, you know, he's a big part of this team, a big part of the locker room, whether he's playing or not. He's had a great head on his shoulders all year. He's working hard. So I think it showed a lot of what we think of Plata to, you know, let him step up and take that, get him rolling, because we know he's got goals in him. So hopefully that's the first of many.
Goals obviously win games, but you wouldn't be in that spot if you didn't keep a clean sheet. Raimondo came up big tonight.
For sure.
What did you see on that crazy, I think it was like three reactions in a row?
Yeah, it was a little flurry going on in there, and but nobody gave up on it. I think Nick made the first couple saves and some blocks, and we needed that. We needed Nick to, you know, keep us in the game, keep it tied. And so we needed every inch of Nick in that play for sure.
Obviously, red cards change games a lot, and you guys have been on both sides of that over your career. But how much of a jolt of energy did that red card that Colorado got there right before stoppage time, knowing you had so much time left, did that kind of wake you guys up and go, hey, blood in the water kind of thing? Or?
I think some of us, first thing, would say, let's make sure we're disciplined and learn from LAFC. And so I think that was my initial thought, is that. But I think, yeah, it might have given us a bit of a pep and to just keep attacking. Things were opening up a little bit more. And, you need a little luck in this game sometimes, and we got it tonight.
Tyrone called it character, just kind of playing 90 minutes, not the best soccer, and then just to be able to take advantage of that, not get down when the VAR review comes, and just being able to take advantage of the opportunity that's presented. I mean, how would you describe kind of the mentality or what it takes to be able to capitalize when that's up presented?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing was we came in at halftime. We knew we could play better, and the main talking point was, let's find a way to win this game, no matter how we got to do it. It doesn't have to be pretty, just whatever it is, let's find a way to win. And we knew how important this was as a chance to go into second place for at least the night. So we didn't want to take that for granted. And, we came out and were able to get the win. So it's big. Now let's get back to work this week and see if we can get better next week.
Hey guys, this is Gabby Douglas. If you have an active lifestyle like me, hydration is key. That's why I love the Hydration Watermelon Smoothie from Smoothie King. Blended with whole fruits, coconut water, and more electrolytes than some of the leading sports drinks, Hydration Watermelon is the cleaner way to hydrate with no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. So you can recover and perform at your peak ability during the summer heat. Order online or through the app for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.